comes out of nowhere.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And we are going to have some fun tonight, guys. Get your notepads and your pens out or your typing fingers ready, whichever you're working with. My guest tonight is Raymond Francis. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's great to be here again.
Yeah, it's always so much fun with you, and I think we're going to give the listeners a whole lot of information tonight. A little bit before we get started, though, I need to just do some business. Listeners, I am going to be moving to Channel 2 on the 18th, and so I'll be an hour later and on Channel 2. So it'll be 8 p.m. Pacific, Channel 2 on BBS. So that's the first order of business. The second thing is, if you go to my website, go to the product page, you can now sign up for remote viewing, and the prices are very reasonable. They start at $5.95 a month, and we're getting some incredible testimonials from people, so that's a lot of fun. If you don't see that up there tonight, then just keep checking back. Also, if you would look on any page but the index page that you land on, there's a little tag that says click for 10 million clicks for peace. I'm requesting that you guys join that because it has to do with 10 million of us getting together at once and consciously intending that the planet changes. And I mean, it's an incredible thing. So that's the first order of business, and I'll say it all again towards the end. Okay, now, Ray, let's go ahead and give the listeners who haven't heard you speak before just a, you know, real quick little bio background, and so they know where you're coming from, and then we'll get into this exciting part of supplements and how
sure.
to tell what's good.
Well, very quickly, my background is in science. I'm a chemist. I'm a graduate of MIT. And I took sick a number of years ago, and I almost died. My death was a medical certainty. And I had to use my own knowledge of biochemistry to save my life and then to restore my health to where I could once again go back to work and live a normal life. That was back in 1985, but I almost died. I'm now 71 years old, and I have boundless energy. I've had one cold in the last 22 years, one
wow.
cold, and there was a good reason for that. I was up for 48 hours without sleep on a trip back from Egypt. My blood pressure is normal, my cholesterol is normal, everything is normal. I am in perfect health, and I had my arteries measured a couple of years ago. I really should have them measured again. And I had them down to age 30 as of a couple of years ago.
Congratulations.
My goal is to have my arteries down to age 20 or below by the time I'm 80. And
wow.
anybody can do this. You know, aging is an enormous mistake, and it's a mistake that nobody should make. We can keep ourselves biologically young. Yes, we're all going to age. Yes, we're all going to die. The question is how fast you're going to age and whether or not you're going to get sick along the way.
Yeah, well, and how uncomfortable is it along the way?
Yes,
you
know, you don't want to do that.
People 20 years younger than me that are in much worse shape than I am.
Yes.
And I consider myself to be way out of shape at this point. But
well, we're measuring 30-year-olds now mm-hmm. with the biological markers of 80-year-olds.
Wow.
Now, that is just astounding, and that's why they're now predicting in the medical journals that life expectancy in America is actually going to go down because our young people are so sick. I mean, we should be measuring 80-year-olds with the biological markers of 30-year-olds, not 30-year-olds who are 80. You know, we got it screwed up here.
Yeah, and it really is pretty easy to reverse it, but, I mean, you do have to do the work. And I had my arteries measured, too, I think it was a year or two ago, because everybody was so concerned, you know. I said, I'm fine. I'm a naturopathic physician. You know, I know what to do. And, you know, despite outward appearances, I really am pretty healthy. And so I went in there and, you know, did the bone density and got the arteries measured and all that stuff. And my bone density is about that of a 35-year-old woman. And my arteries are somewhere around that age, too. So, like you, I'm very, you know, very cognizant that it can be reversed, and I do it with my patients all the time.
Yes.
So let's tell people, I got so excited when we talked last time when you were on the show, because you were talking about proper supplementation and about how to tell what was good and what was not. And, you know, I've spoken to people about that too, and they're usually shocked that the vitamins that they've bought are completely worthless.
Yes.
And so so I got so excited when you started talking about that, and I think it's a real important thing for people to know. So I'm going to just basically let you go ahead and roll with it in the direction that you'd like to go. And let's give people some information about, you know, what's good to buy.
Well, I think, first of all, we have to realize that supplements are a necessity at this point. And that's not just my opinion. The National Academy of Sciences did a study on it, and they published a report just a few years ago, and they said that even if you eat a good diet, it is no longer possible to get all of the nutrients you need, and so you need to supplement. So that's the bottom line. You don't have a choice. You need to supplement even if you think you're eating a good diet. The problem is that most supplements are junk, and in fact there was a study done in the American Journal, Nutraceutical Association Journal, a few years back, and they found that 97.5% of all of the supplements they measured were ineffective and or toxic.
Wow.
So you can't just go into a store and expect that you're going to buy something that's good for you and worth the money you're paying for it.
Even if they pay, that's a good indicator is price. But, I mean, even some of these things where they pay $40 for a month.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just analyzed one last week that was brought to me, and it was $84 for 180 capsules, and the dose was 2 capsules a day. So that would be a 90-day supply. So at $84, that's almost just under a dollar a day for this particular multivitamin. And I looked at the formula, and it was almost worthless. Almost worthless. So you're paying a dollar, and you're getting pennies worth of value. And I actually have a report, and I'll talk about this later. If you get your pencils out, folks, I'll tell you how to get this report on how to choose supplements. But very critical you learn how to do this. But let's take something as simple as vitamin C. And everybody knows vitamin C. I would say a lot of people out there, probably a lot of your listeners, take vitamin C. What you don't know is that most likely you're taking junk.
Yeah.
90% of the vitamin C made today is coming out of China. They're not making it correctly. And here's what happens. When you synthesize vitamin C, and all vitamin C is synthesized, by the way, so you can't get vitamin C. You don't squeeze an orange to get vitamin C. You synthesize
right.
it.
Yeah.
All of vitamin C is synthesized. When you synthesize vitamin C, what you get is what we chemists call DL ascorbate. You get 50% D ascorbate, and you get 50% L ascorbate. Now, what the D and the L stand for are different shapes of the molecule. So it's the same molecule, it just has a different shape. It's like your two hands. Your two hands are exactly the same, except for the fact one of them's a left hand and one of them's a right hand.
Yeah.
And it's the same with these molecules, and in fact, the D and the L refer to left and right-handed molecules. It's only the L ascorbate that is biologically active in the body. The D ascorbate is not biologically active, and in fact it is a known irritant to the body, and it can actually interfere with the proper metabolism of the L ascorbate. So it's not something you want, yet that is what you're buying virtually all the time. You're buying D L ascorbate, 50% D, 50% L. So automatically, right out the door, you're only getting half what you think you're getting. So if you're taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you're only getting 500 milligrams of the L ascorbate.
Yeah, so that's serious stuff, too. And then there's different types of the ascorbate also besides the L. I mean, there's so many different types of ascorbate. You know, like my favorite is the stuff that's, you know, coupled with the minerals. You know, I like a polyascorbate. And And people don't even know about that. They don't know the difference with it lasting in your body. They don't know the difference it makes in your skin. You know,
right.
Like people are always asking me, you know, how do you just keep your skin to be nice as you age? I'm like, well, pound down the vitamin C, but here's what you have to do with it, you know?
Well, another problem with vitamin C is that during the manufacture, unless you are scrupulous to exclude all oxygen from the process, and believe me, of the 90% of the vitamin C being made today in China, they are not scrupulous about excluding the oxygen from the system, end up with oxidized vitamin C. And oxidized vitamin C is a free radical.
Yep.
And we all know free radicals are not good for us. And some vitamin C brands are as much as 25% oxidized vitamin C, and even heavily advertised brands such as Estrace,
mm-hmm.
which is heavily advertised, and I'm sure some people have heard of it, is 10% oxidized vitamin C.
Yeah, and vitamin C, now here's the thing, folks. Vitamin C is classed as an antioxidant. So can you see the problem if a good portion of your vitamin C is oxidized?
Exactly. Exactly. Here you are taking it because it's an antioxidant, and you're taking a ton of free radicals. Well, you know, if you're taking something that's 20% oxidized vitamin C, and you're taking 10 grams of it, you're getting 2 grams of free radicals. I mean, dream on if you think that's going to do you any good.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing, too, is most people don't understand the reason we take the vitamins that are antioxidants is actually just to recycle our glutathione, which is the major antioxidant of the body and goes from the reduced to the non-reduced form, you know, back and forth all the time. But we take those antioxidants to do that, and that's why they're important. And so it's not just the vitamin C or the vitamin E or the vitamin A or any of this kind of stuff. It's what it does to the glutathione molecule. And so it's vitally important that we have really good stuff to start with.
Right. Exactly. I've ended up making my own now. I do my own. It's so hard to get good stuff out there and to get reliably good stuff. But here's another thing. I just love to see in vitamin formulas, and that's B12, vitamin B12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Almost all the vitamin B12 in these formulas is in a form called cyanocobalamin. So
uh-huh.
Folks go rush to the kitchen, get your vitamins, see what's in the B12. It's most likely cyanocobalamin.
Mm-hmm.
And cyanocobalamin is not very bioavailable. It is not very easily converted in the body into the biologically active molecule. But even worse, cyanocobalamin will cross the blood-brain barrier, go into the brain, and remove mercury, which is a good thing. You don't want mercury in your brain, and most Americans have a lot of mercury in their brain. It'll take the mercury out, but guess what? It leaves cyanide behind in its place.
Well,
that's like jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You know?
Oh, I know.
And so particularly people who are exposed to cyanide, for instance, smokers. Smokers are exposed to a lot of cyanide. They build up cyanide levels in their brain. And then if you start taking cyanocobalamin, it builds up even more. You can start to do some real brain damage.
Oh, yeah.
So other manufacturers will say, well, gosh, we know that cyanocobalamin's not a good form, and we know that the body, so we'll use something much, much better. We'll use methylcobalamin, which is works really, really well. So they put methylcobalamin in. The problem is that the body very quickly metabolizes the methylcobalamin and gets rid of it. So that the half-life of methylcobalamin is about 5 minutes in the body. So in about 15 to 20 minutes, all the B12 is gone. I mean, just gone. So if you want a few minutes worth of B12, it's okay to use methylcobalamin. What I actually use is I use hydroxycobalamin, which is perfect. It is easily converted into the biologically active form. It remains in the body for hours. It is an ideal form of B12, so why doesn't everybody use it? Well,
money.
The, It's cost more than $3,000 a pound, and people don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it again and again. I used to formulate my own vitamins, and I finally stopped because the company that was doing this for me and giving me the nice little packages and everything, they refused to give me the actual substances that I wanted in there.
Oh, boy.
And they said, well, this is what we use. I said, I'm sorry, that's not good enough.
Right.
You know, I was trying to save people money and just have them paying, like, you know, $140 a month for, like, about 80 different vitamins. But I had them combined in different ways, and I drove that company crazy. And they said, well, we just don't do it this way. And I said, well, then the stuff you're making is useless.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, it's tragic. I had a man that came to me recently, lives in Minnesota, and I suggested that he have his vitamin D measured.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, he went to the doctor, and they had it measured, and his vitamin D was extremely low. And then he came back, and he said, boy, he said, I'm taking a lot of vitamin D. He said, I can't understand why I'm low. And I said, well, what are you taking? Well, as it turns out, he was taking cholecalciferol, which is a form of vitamin D they put into most supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the problem. It's a good form of vitamin D, but it requires sunlight in order to be transformed into the biologically active molecule. Well, if you're living in northern Minnesota in the middle of the winter, where's the sunlight?
Yeah, exactly. They need to go out and buy some Ott lights, you know, and the 82% of daylight bulbs and things like that. I mean, we even have problems with that here in Arizona. And basically, they did studies that showed that all we had to do was walk outside to our cars every day. That was enough. You know, you don't have to be out in the sun very long for it to really create an effect in your body with the vitamin D. But as I've tried to explain to some of my patients, especially the folks back east, the problem is that you could be missing whatever enzyme is required to make the conversion. And there might be like four or five different enzymes from the vitamin that you take to get it to the product that you need.
Yes.
And so if someone's ill, I just give them the end product. And yeah, it costs five times more. But, you know, my question is always, well, how long would you like to be sick? You know, if you're really healthy and you can convert all this stuff and,
exactly.
and you can actually digest it, it's fine.
Well, it's amazing. The this particular former I was looking at, it had all these things listed on the label, and the average person would read it and say, oh, gosh, you know, vitamin B6, vitamin B5, vitamin, and they'd say, wow, this is great. Well, guess what? It had 1 milligram of vitamin B6. The multi that I make has 200 milligrams of vitamin B6.
Yeah, big difference.
A huge, enormous difference. And this is what people are buying, and they just simply don't know the difference.
Oh, I know. I used to deal with this one company. I still deal with them. They're an over-the-counter brand. And I've liked their stuff because they have scientists that know all this stuff. And, in fact, I learned a lot of my stuff from them before I went to medical school. And so they make sure that they give you the biologically active forms. And I had patients that were coming to me and saying, well, you know, this is so much more expensive. And they'd bring me in their vitamins from the local drugstore that they paid $4.99 for. And I'd go down through the whole list and say, okay, this is not the form that's utilized by the human body.
Right.
This one requires 15 steps to convert, plus blah, 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 blah. This one requires this vitamin to go with it. And I'd go down the list and show them all these things, and they'd be shocked. And they'd say, well, I thought I was doing good. And I asked them, did you feel better when you started taking this? And they said, no. I said, well, if you're taking a really good vitamin that's really working, you'll feel the difference with the first dose.
Exactly.
Especially if you're deficient.
Yeah.
And there was this one brand called Liverguard that I used to recommend to people, and it was made by Source Naturals. And I said, this is one of my favorite vitamins because this thing goes in and starts dealing with the processes in the liver, and most people nowadays have problems with their liver because of all the poisons and stuff.
Yes, they do.
And I had people that were a hard sell, and they'd say, you know, I'm not going to buy this vitamin. What do you mean it's $48 a month? And I'd go, well, you get what you pay for. And they looked at it, and they go, these are horse pills. Yeah, they are. They have to be. And they just give me such a hard time. And finally I go, look, try the vitamin for a couple weeks, and if it doesn't work for you, I'll buy your bottle back. And usually within a week they're going, well, I don't want to really say anything. You know, it could be just my imagination.
Right, exactly. Oh, I get this over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hey there, this is Leanne in Louisiana. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. Welcome, Leanne. Thanks for calling in. What's your question for Ray?
Well, I've been listening, and sounds like y'all really know some stuff here. So I've been studying alternative health for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, I'm trying to figure out, it maybe y'all can help me here, a way that people can, if there's some kind of device or something that we can all do on a regular basis to check to see what we're deficient in and to see what could be lacking in our bodies to cause any disease so that we can continually be on top of this versus, I mean, sitting here trying to figure out all these harebrained ideas of, I mean, you can go in 15 different directions with this whole topic on staying healthy, but from my perspective and from what I'm gathering is your body has to be pH alkaline, it has to be highly oxygenated, and your immune system has to be high, and it seems like a simple formula to keep your body healthy, but yet we're seeing people here every which way but loose having every disease available. And there's got to be some way for us to be able to do a test and say, hey, this is what's lacking, this is what we need more of,
mm-hmm.
and if we get more of this dis-ease, which is a mind and body not at ease, will go away. Do y'all have any ideas in that direction?
Well, Leanne, we all wish there was such a thing.
There's got to be.
But there isn't. There isn't, unfortunately. There are some ways of measuring some common things. For instance, I just mentioned one, vitamin D. There's a very good test for vitamin D. There's a very good test for iodine. There's a few good tests out there. But basically, you see, no money has been spent. We spend billions and billions of dollars researching how to use drugs.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't spent money trying to figure out what people really need and how to measure that. And as a result, we don't have a good way of doing this. And so what we're faced with is that the individual has to take charge of their health. They have to make sure that they eat a good diet. They have to learn what a good diet is, and they have to consume a good diet. They have to learn what good supplements are and take the good supplements. And if they do this and do it well, they'll most likely get what they need and all will be okay. But sadly, we don't have the type of thing that you're asking for. It simply doesn't exist.
It can exist.
We can work on it.
That's right.
Well, if we spent even a fraction of the billions and billions of dollars we're spending on crazy medical research on this, I'm sure we'd find answers. But right now, there is no answer, and it's very tragic.
Hey, I have a question. One thing I've been searching for, just me personally, is, which foods, if I'm lacking vitamin E, let's say, where do I get it?
Oh, you can find that online pretty easily, and you can buy books that give you where to find each vitamin, and all you have to do is just go online and just Google it, just type in vitamin E in food, and you'll come up with a gazillion websites where, you can find all that stuff. It's usually like a page to three pages of, what foods to find the supplement, how best to ingest it, and those kinds of things. And there is one thing that you can check as far as how you're doing with nutrition. Now, when Ray says that these things aren't available, he means they're not readily, and excuse me for speaking for you, Ray, but tell me if I'm wrong. These things are available if you have a lot of money.
Right.
And if you want to check each thing individually.
Yes, many of these things are research tests.
Find out what the actual quantity is. But to have a readily available test that's fairly inexpensive doesn't exist. The closest thing that I've found is if you find somebody that has the Life Biofeedback System, that will give you a pretty good rundown. I found that to be pretty accurate. And that's similar to a QXEI, but I haven't actually seen the QXEI machine and played with it. I have seen the life biofeedback quite a bit. And I've used that on myself, and I know it's accurate.
Is that similar to the Skio machine?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that similar in fashion to the Skio machine or the Rice
machine? Yes. It's the QXEI. It's measuring energy and effect in the body.
Kind of the same family.
The other thing you can do, too, is if you know somebody that does kinesiology, they can test you on it. And, like, normally, I mean, I work kind of like a sounding board myself. The way that I'm able to help people with my intuition is that I feel it in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I know that somebody has to have a certain supplement, I mean, I kind of know it anyway from what they tell me in my exam, but then I can actually feel what they need. And I will double-check them by doing kinesiology. But in order to do that with a supplement, you actually have to put it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way the Kinesiology College teaches it, and that's the way that they have to evaluate it in court. So
sure.
If somebody's just having you hold a bottle of vitamins and testing you, then they don't realize that. But that's the correct way to test a supplement is you got to put it in your mouth.
What about a blood test?
You can do blood tests. It's very expensive.
I've been hearing that I have a friend that just became a naturopathic physician. He said, "Leanne, I can do a blood test and I'll tell you what you need and what's going on." Is that you say?
Well,
that's expensive?
Dream on that.
Yeah.
That simply doesn't exist, Leanne.
Okay.
I know that you want this, but it doesn't exist. And anybody that tells you it does exist is just pulling your leg because it does not exist. We cannot tell you what you need, and in fact. We know this. We know that every human being has unique nutritional needs. We know this.
Okay.
And we don't know how to measure what they are. Your need for calcium might be double mine.
Uh-huh.
My need for vitamin C might be 10 times yours. Every human being has certain nutritional needs that are substantially greater than the norm. And we don't know how to measure these things.
We don't.
No, and that's the thing, too. That's the problem with some vitamin lines. You know, like for a while there, everybody was really hopped up on this one vitamin about 10 years ago, and they were just huge. They were all over the place. And I had a friend who was selling this stuff. I said, you know, my problem with this is that everybody is their own individual biochemical factory. And so what may be fabulous for somebody who's 20 years old is not going to be enough for somebody who's 60.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great for somebody who is sedentary is going to be too much for someone who's really active. You know, and there's different varying things that have to go on. And so you really have to find something that's going to work for you specifically. And so I find the cheapest way to do it, the poor man's way to do that, is kinesiology. Because your body will never lie. Just make sure you have somebody that's good at testing you.
Yeah, that's the key, because, again, you're into a lot of subjectivity with kinesiology.
Right. You have to make sure that the operator can remove themselves from it. And that's the problem that I have with the EAV machine, according to Vole, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, all this stuff costs like $10,000 to $20,000. And, you know, to purchase the machine. And anything that requires... the operator to be independent when they're not is a problem.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm not going to invest in a machine where somebody could affect it by what they think should be.
Exactly. The key to me and what I've done myself and what I recommend to people is learn how to choose a good diet. Eat a good diet, and then... take a good supplement program, and you'll most likely take care of most of your needs.
And here's the other thing, too. As we age, you know, the liver doesn't function quite as well.
Right.
And your digestive system starts going offline. So if you're beyond the age of 50, most people, you are hardly making any stomach acid. And so I get furious with these commercials for the little purple pill and all this kind of crap. What they need is some acid. They don't have enough acid. They've actually gone into a base situation. Now the problem is that we need the stomach to be acidic in order to digest the foods or the supplements that you're putting in there. And so if you don't have enough acid, and then you go take something that's going to stop the acid production in your stomach, then you're going to move more into the alkaline portion, and an alkaline burn is much worse than an acid burn. And so you move into that portion, then you're not digesting your food. So no matter how good the food is that you're putting in there, you're basically pooping it out. You know, and there's a that's the same thing that happens with your vitamins. So you'll be peeing and pooping some really expensive stuff, you know.
So how do you remedy that?
Well, first of all, you just basically make sure you're digesting. So I always make sure people's digestive systems are working. And there's different ways to do that. But the easiest way is just go get some betaine hydrochloride, and then when you take a protein meal, you start popping a few of those. You start with two or three, and then each meal that you do that's a protein meal, you pop an extra one and until you feel the burn. And when you feel the burn, you back down one less. That'll tell you how many that you need to eat with each meal. And then you start working on healing the digestive system, and that's a whole other thing. If you go back in my archives, I have a thing on digestion and assimilation that's, I think, back in, gosh, it'd be 2002, 2003, somewhere back there. And those archives are labeled. I haven't labeled this last year's yet. But that's my suggestion for that. But as Raymond says, you really want to get your vitamins from your food, if at all possible. But, you know, if you're in a situation where you're ill, you can't possibly eat enough food and digest it in order to get the nutrients that you need.
So you need to do a toxic cleanse?
Yeah, you need to do a cleanse, but you got to support everything first. That's another show. That's also in the archives.
I know. This, what's so funny to me, and this isn't funny at all, is it never stops.
Right. It doesn't stop because,
I like simple stupid. I try and narrow things down.
Well, if you like it simple, get a copy of my book, Never Be Sick Again. That's the closest thing to health in one lesson you're ever going to read. And it's very, very simple, and yet extremely profound.
And never be fat again or something.
And never be fat again. That's my other book.
Yep.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Raymond has the secrets in there. Go ahead and give your website, Ray.
Beyondhealth.com. Two words stuck together, beyond and health, beyondhealth.com. And if you go to beyondhealth.com, there's right on the front page, there's a very prominent button that says free reports.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that, and you'll be able to sign up and download a couple of free reports. One of them is the Roadmap to Ultimate Health. It is priceless. The other is the Roadmap to Choosing Supplements. Both of these reports are really profound. Both of them can change your life for the better. There's also a whole bunch of articles and other materials on the website. It's a very rich website in terms of information that you need for your health.
Yeah, and you've really hit it on the head, Leanne, because a lot of people just throw their hands up and just say, you know, it's just too much, and it really is. It's a very complex question.
Yes.
We have the suit, and we don't have the instructions.
Right.
And you know what? I believe that anything's possible. There's a way to get the instructions.
Yep.
Well, that's why I wrote Never Be Sick Again.
Yep.
And I think I can't wait to read this. I'm reading book after book after book. I study, and then I find out my father has prostate cancer, and I can't give him the answer.
Well, it's
and
the
that's
answer.
Just, it,
the
it's,
answer
that's
is
very
simple.
Irritating to me.
The answer is simple. It's real easy to get rid of. Just don't have it. There's on my website, I think, three articles on cancer. They contain all the information you need. My own brother had fully metastasized prostate cancer all over his body.
Mm-hmm.
He was given 6 months to live. That was 20 years ago. He's just fine. Thank you very much.
Really?
We have people read Never Be Sick Again with fully metastasized cancer. They cure it in weeks to months. We just had a lady that sent us an email just a few weeks ago. She had metastasized malignant melanoma. The doctors told her she needed surgery. She read Never Be Sick Again. She realized surgery was not an answer to anything. She told the doctors to go cram it. She went home. She cured her melanoma. She's just fine.
Wow.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And, you know, I mean, I cannot tell you how many people have come through my practice that I've been able to completely reverse their disease process that the conventional medical world thinks is incurable. And it's not difficult, but you have to do the work. You can't just pop a pill. You know, I mean, it really requires a reversal of your thinking, a reversal of the way that you live, a reversal of the habits that got you into that state in the first place. But prostate cancer is very, very easy to reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done it, Ray's done it. I mean, you know, I haven't done it personally, mind you.
Yeah, well, everybody
I've taught people how to do it. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, the body is a self-repairing, self-regulating, self-healing system. All you have to do is stop trying to kill it, and it does amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the body is really self-regenerating. That's the way it's supposed to be. And if you read Ray's book, and if you go back, gosh, Ray, what was that first show I had you on? Do you remember the date?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm going to get to labeling all these archives, but I think it was a couple months ago, and like December, January or something, and we discussed never be sick again. And then last month we discussed never be fat again. And really, Leanne, the secrets are in there, and I was congratulating Raymond on what a great job you did in both books, because he made it so simple. It's
uh-huh.
stuff that every naturopathic physician knows, and that's how we work. And of course, well, there's more to what we do because we look at the whole body and all that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But for the layperson, that is a perfect book because it really shows you how simple it is. And, you know, you can have hope, but you have to do the stuff because once you're in that state of illness, in order to reverse it naturally, you really have to do the work. You got to detox, you got to cleanse, you know, you got to alkalize, and you got to put the right nutrients in the body in the right amounts. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really required.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the secret to good health.
Give the body what it needs,
exactly.
And don't give it things that it doesn't need. And
exactly.
you need to shift it back into the repair mode. Most of us are in a catabolic state. We're just falling apart. You have to shift back to the anabolic state to where the body is rebuilding. And disease is repair deficits. That's what disease is. You're falling
mm-hmm.
apart. The body is not repairing all of the damage that's done on a daily basis. And so with each passing year, you just wear out.
Yeah.
And then you see people in walkers and wheelchairs barely moving. Well, they're worn out.
Yep.
So the medicine is food.
Yep.
Right.
Just
you know,
like
there's
Hippocrates
a book, there's a book like that. Food is your medicine.
Well, old Hippocrates.
Hippocrates.
That long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food.
That's
he
right.
knew what he was talking about.
I have that on my refrigerator.
Yeah.
I keep, every time a quote hits me, I just, for some reason, I was inspired to add all this stuff to my refrigerator. And it just keeps, you know, it keeps my focus.
Well, you know what you might want to do, too, you know, keep listening for the end of the hour. I'm going to do my little commercial thing in about 10 minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a thing on my website now that people can sign up for that also helps. And I'll talk about that a little bit. But
okay.
Let's continue with the supplement talk right now.
Well,
but there are other things you can do, but the supplements are so important.
Supplements are critical. Minerals are critical, and
oh,
most
yeah.
Americans are deficient in minerals. So we know about 80% of the population is deficient in zinc. We know about 70-75% are deficient in magnesium. We're deficient in critical minerals.
Well, and the problem is people are taking them all together, not realizing they're all competing for the same sites. Well, not all of them, but some of them. You know, like when you take copper and iron at the same time, they're competing for the same site. You know, and so you have to split your minerals up throughout the day so that you don't have that problem. But and it has to be a form that's actually going to be absorbed. Like I laugh every time somebody tells me, oh, I take, you know, 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day. I ask them what kind, and they say calcium carbonate.
Yeah, and that's what most of the calcium is
yeah.
calcium carbonate.
It's like, great, you can't digest it. It's little lumps in your stomach that are coming out the other end, you know, and you know, things like that. And magnesium oxide, it's like, come on, folks, that's not the way that we ingest things. We ingest things from plants. Plants can take that stuff.
Yes, but
they
look
can,
at it. Look look on the bright side.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Yeah. Well, you get what you pay for. You know, and here's one thing, too, I think that listeners need to know, and that's just because some is good does not mean more is better. And I had to laugh. I had a boyfriend a few years ago who, when he was with me, would scarf down every supplement he could get his hands on, because I have like a veritable store of supplements, right? And so he'd go through all my stuff, and he was chugging down this stuff like you wouldn't believe, which, of course, had cyanocobalamin in there and and a few other things. And he started getting sicker and sicker, and he was slugging down the Zango juice too, you know. And I was noticing my stock was depleting very quickly. And then he came to me one day, and he said, oh, I feel terrible. I'm getting worse and worse. And, oh, I don't know what's going on. I took one look at him, and I said, you have over-vitaminized yourself. And he said, what? I said, if you take too many vitamins and minerals, you're going to get the same thing that you get if you're deficient. You know, there's a balance there. Balance is the key thing, if we can just
exactly
remember that.
Exactly. If you want to really make it simple, disease is really all about getting too much or too little.
Yeah.
One or the other, too much or too little of something.
Yeah, the whole thing is balance, you know, and it's like my favorite saying is everything in moderation, including moderation. You know, there's times when you have to go wild.
Right.
But, you know, most of the time, if you can stay in a state of balance, you'll stay in a state of health. And, you know, it's mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And when I looked at this guy who had been slugging down all of my expensive vitamins and stuff, and I saw how sick he was, and he said, well, what do I do? I said, you have to detox now. You're toxic. And, you know, people would think that's crazy. How can you be toxic on vitamins and minerals? But you sure can be, and it can put you in the hospital.
And especially, most especially, if you're taking the wrong forms.
Exactly.
Because the wrong forms will not metabolize properly, and they will build up in the system to toxic levels.
And here's another thing, too. Like, everybody thinks these vitamin IVs are great. Well, they're great if you need them. But most of the places you go to that have alternative health practitioners, if they're going to give you a vitamin IV, they're going to use cyanocobalamin because it's cheap. But it's not absorbed readily, and it gets stuck in your brain. So you want to make sure they're using hydroxycobalamin, which is like five times more expensive and it's perishable and all this other kind of stuff. But it makes a big difference in the way you're going to feel when you have a vitamin IV. And, I mean, I've given lots of vitamin IVs to people, and they look at me and they go, well, how come it's costing me, you know, three times more at your place than it is at Dr. Joe down the street?
Right.
And I say, well, here's a hint. You know, go see what he's using. And nine times out of ten, you know, they're using the cheap forms of everything.
Exactly.
And I'm using all the most expensive things.
And, well, they don't even know any better. Most of them don't have a clue.
Oh, I know. And then you'll read some report out there that says, oh, vitamin C is dangerous. You should never take more than 500 milligrams of vitamin C a day.
Right.
And I just roll over laughing. I'm like, yeah, right.
Well,
if you looked at Linus Pauling before he passed on at, what, he was 94, 96 or something?
Yeah,
his skin looked like a baby's skin, you know? And he was slugging down, gosh, I think it was over 20 grams or 20,000 milligrams.
I think 24,000 milligrams a day. And I think in his old age, he cut back, I think, to about 18,000 milligrams a day.
Mm-hmm.
I take 15,000 milligrams a day every day.
Now, see, I haven't been that good because I forget to take my stuff. But when I'm really on and I'm doing all my supplements in the morning and I'm doing my shakes and all that kind of stuff and the greens and, you know, juicing and stuff, I usually do about 20 grams. And I'll tell you, you know, it makes a huge difference. You start to heal quickly. And, you know, when I used to get injured years ago when I was a total vegan and 80% raw food and all that kind of stuff, I mean, I tore myself down to the bone with this dirty brass that had been in Asia, tore my toe down to the bone. I was so mad. I couldn't find a Band-Aid. You know, I washed it off. I slapped masking tape on it and went off to work for 10 hours or whatever it was, 10 or 12 hours. And I came back, and I unwrapped the masking tape thinking, well, it's probably going to be a mess, going to be all infected and stuff. It was completely healed. You couldn't even tell where the cut had been. And that was less than 24 hours. So that's what happens when you're really in a state of health. And you have to be loaded up on your supplements because we can't get it out of our foods anymore. You know, and the standard thing is in 1938, they knew that we weren't getting the nutrients we needed in foods. And Raymond, you're probably more up on what it is now, but I'm presuming it's probably way worse than it was in 1938. Hello? Hello? Did we lose Ray? Guess we lost Ray. Well, show
Ray didn't take his vitamins today.
Pardon?
I said Ray must have not have taken his vitamins today.
Well, you know, we get these funky things that happen and, you know, people cut in and hack and all that stuff. But anyway, we're at the end of the show, so thank you for calling in, Leanne. I appreciate your questions.
Sure.
And you can email me or email Ray. And, again, his website is beyondhealth.com. And you can get his book there. And I'll have Ray on again. He is a wonderful guest to have on. I appreciate his insights. And before I cut off completely here, I'd like to ask you guys to go to drvalerienmd.com/QVM. That's Quantum Vortex Manifestation .htm. And that's my new page capitals on the QVM. So it's drvalerienmd.com, capital Q, capital V, capital M, .htm. And you'll see the new page with the Quantum Vortex Manifestation remote stuff on there. I'm having some incredible testimonials coming in with that, and it's a way to help as many people as possible, as inexpensively as possible. Remote manifestation, not remote viewing. I said that earlier. Anyway, also, please click on the 10 million clicks for peace on the yellow tag you'll find on my site. Go ahead and sign up. It's free. Let's get 10 million of us all meditating at the same time, and let's change the world to the world of peace and harmony. And next week, I am going to have on Crystalia Marie and Tiana Conti, and we're going to be talking about conscious languaging. And that's going to be pretty interesting. And then on the 18th, I will be switching to Channel 2 1 hour later. So it'll be 8 p.m. Pacific, Channel 2. So please remember that. I'll tell you again next week. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. I love you guys. And I'm back online, so at least I can look at the fast chat now. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.